the short form things you do over on the lawn at Chemical Abstracts. I mean, because they're outside and because it's called Picnic with the Pops, people kind of dismiss it sometimes, but, you know, that's great music.
Yeah. We just did here, it was a Columbus Symphony Orchestra. Of course, we do a lot of short forms, you know, in the summer season in particular, you know. My Tchaikovsky Waltz from Eugene Onegin. Goes on for six minutes, goes on for a long time if you don't sort of try to find the muse there. And so why not give those eighth notes a certain direction that they go, you know? It feels different, doesn't it? You know, the insistence of the woodwinds that comes back, and why not? You know, those kind of things to sort of give it a kick in the pants, you know? Not, then you don't get the kick in the pants, so it's one thrill lost, you know.
People in this day and age are not going to sit down every day and listen to 35 or 40 minutes of a symphony or an opera or anything. They're going to throw a disc in, they're going to be driving their car, and they're going to hear the Waltz and Polonaise from Eugene Onegin. They're going to listen to Suppé Overture. Yeah. They're going to hear maybe a short Mozart aria. They're going to hear a romance.
Right.
And that's what they have time to listen to, and so when that's what they have, you want to make it really good.
Yeah. It's easier to have thrills in the short forms than it is in the long form. You know, it's a lot of fun to do short forms, and there's a lot of value. I keep on telling audiences there are a lot of gems that you need to know about. You always want to go, symphonies, you know, if the work doesn't last 40 minutes, there is a certain stuff lost, you know. Well, for a lot of pieces, that's the truth. But I think there are a lot of jewels there that we can explore and find music in. And of course, I do that regularly and often, and with great relish, I might add, you know.